With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Palestinians have begun leaving parts of eastern Rafah in Gaza. That's after Israel urged 100,000 people to move towards an expanded humanitarian zone.
Palestinians quickly packed up their possessions and crammed into cars and onto donkey carts after Israeli flyers began dropping, instructing them to leave. The Israeli military is directing them to two tent cities, which Gazans say are already crowded with displaced people. An Israeli army spokesman said that the operation planned in eastern Rafah was of a limited scope. But a Hamas official said that the evacuation orders, which have already been followed by Israeli airstrikes, were a dangerous escalation. Israel has said that victory over Hamas in Gaza is impossible without taking Rafah.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Dell reporting from Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, witness testimony in the Trump criminal trial has resumed, the trial now in its 12th day. The former president accused of falsifying internal business records to cover up hush money payments, recording them instead as legal expenses, he has pleaded not guilty. It just might be Old Man Winter's last hurrah for the season. Rich Thomason explains.
A weekend spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says the storm dropped 26.4 inches of snow, making for the snowiest day of the season. Treacherous driving conditions over the weekend forced the closure of several highways near Lake Tahoe. Rich Thomason reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 58 points. The NASDAQ up 111 now. This is SRN News. A Christian faces hate crimes charges in Iowa.
There was a time in this country when hating Satan was pretty common, but in Iowa, it's against the law. A judge there has refused to dismiss hate crimes charges against a man who knocked down an image of Satan set up in the state capitol building last Christmas season. Property damage charges were to be expected, but many were surprised when prosecutors leveled the much more grave accusation of violating Iowa's hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina Senate has approved a ban on sex change operations for children. The 27-8 vote in favor included all Republicans present and one Democrat voting for the ban. The South Carolina House passed the bill in January, but the Senate made changes so either the House can vote to adopt the Senate version or it will go to a conference committee of three members from each chamber. This is SRN News. Interstate 95 in Connecticut has reopened. Authorities shut down the highway in both directions after a three-vehicle crash Thursday involving a gasoline tanker. All six lanes reopened on Sunday. Discover Home Loans recently conducted a survey to determine America's intentions about their home and whether they're choosing to renovate their current property or buy a new house that better fits their needs and personal style. More from Bernie Bennett.
The survey found higher interest rates are having a profound impact on American homeowners. 84% who were planning to buy a new home say the interest rates have affected their decision. Of those impacted, 46% indicated they're no longer looking, 35% are less committed in their search, and 30% have lowered their budget. Interest rates are also modifying homeowners' preferred financing options. Only 9% of homeowners plan to use a cash-out refinance for their home improvement project, down significantly from 24% in 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.